I didn't even know if there were any others in music. There was a dude that walked around the state of Wisconsin or Michigan like a prototype hippie with, you know, the army jacket and the backpack and everything. And he made his living buying and selling quantities of the underground papers that came out of each city. So we would have the Chicago Seed, and he'd have the Village Voice, and every once in a while he'd have something exotic like the Berkeley Bud, and he'd have the Ann Arbor, was it the Argus? Does that sound right? There was that paper. There might have been one out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, I don't remember. But he had the first issues of Cream, and he had the first issues of Rolling Stone. I mean, you couldn't, there was no place to go to buy these newspapers. Paul Williams' Crawdaddy, you know, that was a mimeograph. The first issues of that were mimeographed and stapled. Greg Shaw's Bomb. Greg Shaw was my mentor with Who Put the Bomb magazine. And so that's how you'd get information. And we would go through the letter columns and the classified ads in those publications and find people's names and addresses and just send them a copy. And like the history of 70s, 80s rock and roll journalism, we all knew each other. It all began in those real basic primitive reach out and try and find a kindred spirit